For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The climate change the Earth is experiencing is unlike any other. David Easterling of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
You're going to be seeing heavier rainfall event, as you've been seeing in the past. Increases in hot days, probably decreases in the colder days. Sea level rise.
The federally mandated study says the economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars, or in the worst case scenario, more than 10% of its GDP by the end of the century. President Trump has consistently said that climate change is a hoax. It's a critical holiday weekend for retailers. Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says many businesses are optimistic.
People are feeling good about the economy. Unemployment is low. Wages are strong. And that's translating into greater willingness to spend around events like the holiday season.
Real-time figures from MasterCard show that overall sales are poised to hit $23 billion on Black Friday alone. That's up about 9% from the day after Thanksgiving last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Conservative author Jerome Corsi is in plea negotiations with special counsel Robert Mueller, a sign that suggests Mr. Mueller's probe continues to focus on links between Trump associates and WikiLeaks' 2016 release of Clinton campaign emails. On WBEN News Radio in Cincinnati, Roger Stone said he was unaware of any plea bargaining.
This idea that Jerry Corsi could implicate me, there's simply no evidence whatsoever.
Corsi's role in the investigation largely revolves around the possibility that he was intermediary between Stone, a longtime Trump ally and confidant, and WikiLeaks. When it comes to the murder of a Saudi journalist, Congressman John Garamendi tells CNN that President Trump is ignoring his intelligence community.
On the Armed Services Committee, of which I sit, there has been many of us Democrats who have been opposed to the continuation of arms sales to Saudi Arabia so that they could prosecute their war in Yemen.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is expected to grill top Trump officials next week over the CIA's reported conclusion that the Crown Prince ordered the murder of the journalist. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Details are slowly emerging concerning the murder of an American missionary who was slain by a primitive tribe that inhabits a small island in the Indian Ocean. Report from John Clemens.
27-year-old John Allen Chow, working with the All Nations Sending Missionary, had a lifelong desire to witness to local tribesmen of the North Sentinels people. Dr. Mary Howe is with All Nations.
I believe when he was about 18 years old, he took a mission trip, and during that mission trip, he knew that God called him to missions, and the same year, he was Googling, and he discovered that the North Sentinelese people existed.
I'm John Clemens.
A major storm will combine snow and increasing winds to create a swath of blizzard conditions from the High Plains Saturday night to part of the Mississippi Valley on Sunday and the Great Lakes region by Monday. While millions of people had few problems heading to their Thanksgiving destination earlier this week, the same cannot be said for those heading home this weekend over a large swath of the Rockies and central U.S. A large portion of the Midwestern Plains will be hit with a blizzard this weekend, just as people are making their way back from Thanksgiving break. NOAA weather forecaster David Roth says portions of the Northeast will see some side effects from the storm.
Late tonight and through tomorrow, there are going to be some areas east of the Appalachians, like in the west of the Blue Ridge and across Maine, that we have some light amounts of freezing rain, maybe even some of upstate New York. Very light amounts, but it really doesn't take much freezing rain to cause the roads to be icy and slick.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.